You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, November 3rd. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, Facebook finally puts a price on privacy. It's $10 a month. Meta is about to roll out ad-free subscriptions on Instagram and Facebook. But critics say privacy should not be turned into a luxury. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. How much is privacy worth? Is a yearly subscription for a VPN justified? Is it better to pay with your time changing the privacy settings on every website you visit? What is a fair price to stop data about who you are and how you behave being used to inform ads? Different companies have different answers. Yahoo offers ad-free email for $5 per month. For ad-free music, Spotify charges double that. To be free from ads on YouTube, it's $13.99, even more. This month, for the first time, Meta will also put a monthly price on privacy. Right now, for people in Europe, the price is €9.99, or $10.50, or €12.99 if they sign up on their phones. This is a major change for Meta, a company that has long lauded the benefits of an ad-supported internet, arguing that it means everyone gets the same service, however much money they might have. But privacy regulators in Europe are circling. A series of fines and legal cases are backing the company into a corner, with regulators arguing it needs to change the way it gets users to consent to behavioral advertising. Meta's latest response? If people don't like these ads, they can pay to opt out. Meta will roll out the new ad-free subscription option in the European Union, Norway, Iceland, Liechtenstein, and Switzerland on an unspecified date in November. We are confident that our product solution is compliant with evolving legal requirements in the EU, says company spokesperson Al Tolan. The subscription option will only be available to adults, while the company's platforms will pause ads for people under 18. But the plan has been met with dismay and threats of even more legal action in Europe, where regulators and privacy activists argue that this is just Meta's latest attempt to resist the real change necessary to make its products compliant with European privacy law. Meta is desperately trying to find solutions to continue the current status quo, says Tobias Udin, spokesperson of Norway's privacy watchdog Datatilsynet. For years, European courts have argued that Meta cannot use personal data for advertising unless the company gets free and explicit yes or no consent from the people who use its services. In July, Norway, which is not a member of the EU, but is a member of the European Economic Area, went further, branding the way Meta carries out behavioral advertising as illegal and imposing a ban. The country then started fining Meta $100,000 for each day it did not comply. Today, that fine stands at over $7 million. Yesterday, it was announced that Norway's ban would be replicated across the EU after being approved by the European Data Protection Board, or EDPB, a panel of regulators. The ban is expected to come into effect within the next 2 weeks. If Meta again doesn't comply, the EU could impose much higher fines than Norway. In May, the company was told to pay $1 billion for unlawfully transferring Europeans' data to the US. EDPB members have been aware of this subscription plan for weeks, and we were already fully engaged with them to arrive at a satisfactory outcome for all parties, Meta spokesperson Tolan says. This development unjustifiably ignores that careful and robust regulatory process. Udine does not believe the pay-for-privacy model is a legal alternative to Meta's current system. Essentially, this amounts to extortion. Either pay us or give away all of your rights, he says. If users don't like either the paid or free models, they can't just leave Meta and choose an alternative social platform, meaning they are not giving their consent freely, he claims. If you want to be on the same platform where all your friends and family are, most likely it will have to be Facebook or Instagram. It doesn't help switching to Pinterest. Meta spokesperson Tolan disagrees. He points to a Court of Justice of the European Union, or CJEU, decision in July that said that Meta needed to offer users an alternative to ads, if necessary for an appropriate fee. We are building in line with this approach, he adds. Privacy activists are not happy. Those six words were not technically part of the CJEU's binding judgment, according to Max Schrems, Austrian privacy activist and founder of the digital rights group Neub. You cannot sell your fundamental rights, and the right to data protection is a fundamental right, he says. To him, privacy is not for sale, just like you cannot legally sell your kidney or your right to vote. Neub is considering legal action against Meta's new model, Schrems says. If Europe accepts Meta's new model, that would imply privacy is only a commercial right that only the top 10% can afford, says Schrems. Everybody else is just going to have to strip down and give their data. The pay-for-privacy debate may have just arrived in Europe, but it has been churning on for years in the U.S. Back in 2015, AT&T caused controversy when the company offered customers a discount of $29 per month if they allowed the company to use their web browsing data to tailor ads. AT&T did not immediately confirm whether it still offered that discount. Pay-for-privacy approaches also contribute to the ongoing transformation of privacy into a luxury product, says Stacey Ann Elvey, professor of law at the UC Davis School of Law. Economically disadvantaged individuals may be unable to pay an additional fee of €9.99 to €12.99 per month to avoid their data being used for ad services while using a company's platform. It is also unclear if Meta will continue to use data collected from paid subscribers for other purposes, such as to improve products or train face recognition technology, Elvey claims. Meta declined to comment on whether subscribers' data would be used for anything other than ads. Not everyone is against the new model, however. I do still hold the view that pay-for-privacy plans help lower-income consumers, says Thomas Leonard, senior fellow and president emeritus at the Technology Policy Institute, a Washington-based think tank. These plans give consumers the option of paying for a service with money or with data. In essence, a pay-for-privacy plan offers a discount in exchange for data. Europe wants a solution to what is considered to be Meta's personal advertising problem. Until the bloc's regulators decide whether this pay-for-privacy model can or can't be considered part of the answer, some still consider Meta's announcement a form of progress. Is it useful to finally have some sort of price tag on this stuff? Says Johnny Ryan, senior fellow at the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, who was also hoping Meta would offer a different alternative. It demonstrates the value of people's data to someone else. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, world powers say they want to contain AI. They're also racing to advance it. Checking in on Wired Science, the ultra-efficient farm of the future is in the sky. And on Wired Security, the new era of social media looks as bad for privacy as the last one. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.